From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama and House Democratic leaders are scrambling to nail down the votes they need to pass health care overhaul legislation tomorrow. The president went to Capitol Hill this afternoon to speak to House Democrats and urge them to support the measure.
I know this is a tough vote. And I am actually confident, I've talked to some of you individually, that it will end up being the smart thing to do politically. Because I believe that good policy is good politics.
House Democratic leaders say the plan is to take three votes, one setting terms of the debate, one on a group of amendments to the Senate version of the bill that has been demanded by House members, and finally, an up or down vote on the Senate bill. NPR's Andrea Seabrook on Capitol Hill says there's plenty of political maneuvering still going on.
The Democrats say they will have the votes to pass this by the time they bring this to the floor. They will not say, still, that they already have the votes. But then again, they don't want the votes right now. They want the votes at the moment that they bring it to the floor. And there's a kind of buildup of energy that happens when something this huge is coming up for a vote on the House floor. There are a lot of moderates who have come out in the last day, in the last 24 hours, saying that they will vote for this bill, even though it's a very risky vote for many of them and could cost them their seats in the fall.
NPR's Andrea Seabrook on Capitol Hill. She says Democratic leaders are also talking with the White House about a possible executive order to appease concerns of Democratic lawmakers who oppose abortion. Outside the Capitol building, demonstrators voiced their opposition to health care legislation today. Some of the protesters were connected with the Tea Party movement. When some African American congressmen tried to make it from their office building to the House chamber, they were surrounded by protesters, some of whom shouted racial epithets. This weekend marks the 7th anniversary of the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq. NPR's Allison Keyes reports thousands of demonstrators rallied in the nation's capital today to push for a withdrawal of U.S. troops from Iraq and Afghanistan.
Not for war and occupation!
This crowd didn't match the numbers who turned out for marches in 2006 and 2007, but their determination to make their voices heard hasn't waned. People like 20-year-old Charlie Fagan came to help staple cardboard coffins together to represent both U.S. troops and civilians killed in Iraq.
The United States has been at war since I was 12 years old. I'm about to, you know, I'm 20 now. It's maddening.
During a rally prior to the march, several speakers, including former presidential candidate Ralph Nader, stressed that those who passionately protested against President Bush must continue to criticize President Obama.
What difference in foreign and military affairs is there between Barack Obama and George W. Bush, except for the rhetoric?
Several protesters carried signs urging the president to earn his Nobel Peace Prize. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News from Washington. Former Congressman Stuart Udall has died at his home in Santa Fe, New Mexico, at the age of 90. Udall served as Interior Secretary in the Kennedy and Johnson administrations, and he was the last surviving member of Kennedy's original cabinet. Udall was a leading environmentalist. Pope Benedict is apologizing to victims of child sexual abuse by Roman Catholic priests in Ireland, and he's ordering an official inquiry there. In a letter to Irish church members and clergy, the pontiff said they had suffered grievously and that he was truly sorry. The United Nations says searchers are still looking for hundreds of people missing in flood-stricken Uganda. Lisa Schlein reports heavy rains that began falling earlier this month have triggered landslides and have buried three villages in eastern Kenya.
A UN spokeswoman, Elizabeth Beers, says the search and rescue operation has been hampered by the mountainous terrain.
That's why the search and rescue operation were so difficult to organize, because people couldn't bring heavy machinery to recover the body and the survivors. They had to dig with their hands.
Beers says the floods have submerged crop fields and vital infrastructure, including roads, schools, and houses. She says fears are rising of outbreaks of waterborne diseases. Priority needs include medicine, safe drinking water, and sanitation. She says a camp housing more than 3,000 homeless people is overcrowded and unable to accommodate new arrivals. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
The top-seeded team in the NCAA men's basketball tournament, Kansas, has been upset. Northern Iowa led virtually the entire game, downing the Jayhawks by 2 points. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.